Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Angel Scoop. I am super excited to be hosting this show this evening, and we're broadcasting live here from Denver, Colorado. My name is Michelle, and I go by Coach Angel Michelle. So I'm super excited to share a couple things with you this evening. I've been in a think tank for the last couple years. Some of you may have followed me before, but now I have been in a, like I said, a think tank, which has been the coolest thing. And my think tank is Best Life Coaching Society, Best Life Coaching Society. So with that, I'm a master head coach for the company. And what I do is I'm able to touch into the angelic realm, get in your energy field, feel what's going on, and then release subconscious blocks and programs. So here's how it goes. I know that most of you on this call know this because I don't think you'd come to this call if you didn't know this, but it's okay if you don't. When we are born from the age of 0 to the age of 20, we have a subconscious mind, right? And everything that happens to us in our lives, all the good stuff, all the negative stuff, it's recorded into your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is beyond powerful. It's 95% of your makeup. So, point is, I'm able to go in and dig around and find out what your negative programming is so that we can release that and put some positive fillips in. And the angels guide me through this whole process. And then, once you release your program, you are good to go, because then you will start to manifest in your life. And it is that. It really is that. Like, you might release something about an issue you had with your dad at 4 years old, right? Something really random that you never think about, but it's inside your subconscious mind. So after a release, which is what I'm very gifted to do, and that's what I do, you can release your program. I'll give you the positive fill-up. And off you go. And then I love talking to you the next week because I will hear all about your wins. Yay. So, Angel Michelle, you're on the Angel Scoop. I'm super excited. I wanted to share the subconscious release technique with all of you because it is pivotal in transforming your life. So, as I said, I work with the angels. I actually was certified through Dorian Virtue, who is the guru of the angels and has written over 25 books, over 25 card reading decks. I recommend all of them to you and just feel the one that resonates with you. That's how it works. So today I am going to pull a card for all of you on the call. I just thank you for coming on. It's Friday evening. What a great way to kick off your weekend. I'm super excited about kicking my weekend off like this. There's nothing more I'd be like to be doing, to be honest with you. So I'm going to shuffle my cards. And what I'm doing right now is I just pulled a card for all of you, for all of the listeners. And what I'm going to do is read the card. I'm going to give you what it means. And then I'm going to give you a group subconscious release. Okay, so the card that I pulled up, everybody take a deep breath in and out. Okay, I felt like that needed to happen. The card that I pulled up is the Four of Fire, and the message to all of you is contentment, peace, and abundance. A happy home life, the successful completion of a project. Wow, that's awesome. Let me add a little bit more to that. Four of Fire. All right. So the message to all you guys is you've worked hard and now rewarded with contentment, peace, and abundance. The freedom of your success has offered you provides deep feelings of satisfaction. You've safely navigated your way through the obstacles to a place you can feel proud of. Matters at home are rewarding. Someone may be getting married or planning to move in with a partner. Peace and harmony have been established, and now you seek stability and commitment. Wow. So what I'm going to do right now, everybody take a deep breath in and out. That was for everybody. I'm just going to get into the field of the angels, and I'm going to do a couple group releases, and then it's going to totally clear out the energy for you and the group. And that's even more powerful, because when you have one or two minds or more together, you know, things will manifest a lot quicker. Okay, so the release is about acknowledging yourself for your successes. So it came loud and clear. You know, the card said completion of a project, and things are good. Things are good, no doubt. The only last piece is to be sure that you really praise yourself for your successes, like acknowledge yourself, even if you have to stop for 20 seconds in your day and just take that deep breath in and out, take that deep breath in and out. That's what I do. And then just really think about what you just accomplished and do that pat on the back, yay for me, and physically pat yourself on the back and really acknowledge it, because that way you're telling the universe and the angels that you are accomplished and you're ready to roll. Like, bring it on. Yay, what a great thing. Okay, let's do a couple releases, and then we're going to just move on, and I'm super excited because I'm going to have some of you ask questions and get a release on the air. So hang on a second. All right, take a deep breath in and out. Take a deep breath in, and you're going to hold your breath. I'm going to say something, and you're going to listen, and then when I'm done with my sentence, just take an exhale to really release the program. So take a deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with acknowledging myself. And then blow it out. Take a deep breath in. I release all negative emotional blocks with I can't see myself. Take another deep breath in. I release all negative emotional blocks of being in my own blind spot. Perfect, you guys. Really good work. Believe it or not, that was pretty powerful. So here's what I want to do next. I want to go in and I want to do a positive fill up. It's very similar to what we just did. The only difference being I'm going to have you take a deep breath in, and then I'm going to say something positive, and then you're going to blow out. So take a deep breath in. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that my life is on track. And blow out. Take a deep breath in. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I win. Thankful that I am loved. Yay! Good job, everybody. Really good work. So, some of you might know about that technique. Some of you may not. I'm going to open up the lines for anybody that has any questions. So just come on out. I will call you by area code of your phone number, and you're welcome to ask. All right. Area code 208. Hello.
I'm sorry, are you asking me if I have any questions?
Yeah, you're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Fabulous. So,
good.
Let me ask you that. Is there anything that you would like to have a release on? Anything in your life? Anything?
Um, getting in my own way.
Perfect. Take a deep breath in and out. Okay, here's your release. Take a deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with I confuse myself. Good job on the exhale. Yay. All right. Let me give you one positive fill up for that. And this is a really good release for you. They always are. Take a deep breath in. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I follow my intuition. Yay. Thank you. Anything else, Chris?
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
It always is. You guys out there in Radio Land, I apologize. This is my first show, and I'm not quite sure how to bring you guys live on the call, and there might be some of you who want to ask a specific question, and if they prompted you when you called in on how to do that, let me know, or just get on and I'll acknowledge you. Otherwise, I'm just going to probably reach out and see if you guys need any clearing.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. Does anybody else have a clearing that they would like to have? Okay, 701, you're on the line.
Yay!
Oh,
hey,
you hear
me?
Here comes a burst of energy.
Hi, this is Jen. Oh,
hi,
my
Jen.
Gosh.
Where
this
are you
is
from?
Really fun. I am from North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota.
What do you do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I own a life coaching and personal development company. So what you're talking about is absolutely music to my ears. I just really am very connected to the positive energy, and I love what you're doing. This is incredible.
Oh, thank you. I love.
Yeah,
what I'm
you're
doing
welcome.
So yay! Do you have anything you'd like a little clearing on? It doesn't have to be a major issue, you guys. It could be as simple as I feel lazy. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be bigger than
sure.
that, although it could be.
Sure. Well, you know, I was having a little bit of a physical manifestation. I was having just a little bit of kind of a headache, maybe just a little, I don't know, something. Pick anything up around that at all?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Oh, awesome.
It was pretty quick, so... Your headache isn't, it's interesting, it's not a stress headache or, of course, a medical issue headache. Your headache, it's just, it should be a head happy, but your headache comes from, you are so buckled.
That
you
sounds
know,
right. That really sounds right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like, let's cancel universe that it's headache. I'm gonna hear that word myself. Head happy, because what happens is when you get super focused, and it sounds like you're really focused in your business and what you're up to, and energy feels really clean and clear. Though when we get so like focused in and super overcharged, like charge, you know, and it's like supernatural. It feels really good. You're living your passion. You're doing your passion. However, if you don't take a mental break, meaning like 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes, not necessarily longer, and walk outside, breathe fresh air, just move. Go somewhere else. Get your head out of the so-called project and clear your head. Otherwise, it's just going to help you be more productive. And I know you probably have heard these things before, but that's all it is. It's nothing more than that.
Wow. Well, I needed to hear that again. That makes so much sense. It really does. Because I think sometimes I just get so focused and out there, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, my head, you know, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, that is spot on. I love that.
And I think for anybody that's on the call, on the show, if you're an entrepreneur and you have the magnificent obsession with what you're up to, no matter what it is, this is a common occurrence. Like, you're going to dive in so deep you get lost, which is fantastic. And the cure and the remedy is just to take a deep breath in and out and go outside. You just got to move around. You got to get your eyes off what you're up to. If you're on the computer, if you're writing, it doesn't matter. If you're on the phone, text, emails, just get up and go. Get away from it. If you don't, you're gonna get a headache. You're gonna get super sleepy, and your energy is gonna lag. And so, if you give yourself a recess, a couple of them, like maybe once an hour at least, and just get up. Even if you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta keep going with this thing, just get up and do it anyway and go back. And I promise you, your engines will go longer.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does. Gotta refuel your jet.
I love it. Awesome.
Okay, so let's just do a release and take a deep breath in and out. Okay, take a deep breath in and hold. I release all negative emotional blocks with getting carried away. Now, I do want to say something on that, because it can be read twice differently. It's really good you do, but it's also, it can flip the other way. So it is a good thing. It's not a negative thing, but it can, carried away for you could mean like not giving yourself a break. So I just had to say that so you don't beat yourself up that you're getting carried away in what you're passionate about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Okay, so here's your Philip. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so take a deep breath in. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that I'm on fire. Yeah!
Woohoo! Yay! That's awesome. Thank you.
So, yeah, and you know what? The message is really take a break. Even if maybe you need to take a weekend off or something, I don't know. But, like, maybe you need a really good break. Just think about it. Just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when you're – it's not hard. Cancel. When you're building a business, which I heard Jen say, you are all in. And that's great. My gosh, that's the way it goes. But you got to – I bet you if you studied some of the leaders, they probably will talk about taking breaks. It seems counterintuitive, but yay for you. I'm so proud of you. And thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much for that powerful advice. I really, really appreciate it. And that incredible release. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay.
I know. Yay is a language of... I have this language called yay. Actually, I don't have it. There's a community around the world that has a group yay. Like, it is a common word. It's in every language. And it'll raise your vibration. So if you've never done a yay and you're by yourself, or even if you're not, just say yay, like yay me. Honestly, you'll see. It'll lift your vibration. So with that, I'm going to take another caller. Okay. I apologize if you guys don't know how to get on the call, but I'm just going to reach out. So, area code 443. Are you there?
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you tonight?
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I have a problem with sleep. I'm calling from
where
Maryland.
Are you from? Thank
Maryland.
You. We love to know where everybody's from. Yay. Okay, Kathy, what's your thing?
I'm having a problem sleeping at night. It's been like that for the last 6 months.
Really? Did anything happen 6 months ago, or is it just random?
No, nothing happened.
Or did something not happen?
I don't know.
Well, meaning that maybe you didn't get a job or...
No, I have a job.
Okay, I was just using an example. Okay. Let me get in your field. Okay, take a deep breath in and out. So take a deep breath in. I release all negative emotional blocks with what's going to happen to me. And then just take an exhale so I can hear you. Good job. Does that bring up anything, Kathy?
No.
What's going on with your work?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing's going on with your work. Are you feeling like you want to change your job? Are you feeling like there's somebody at work that's bothering you? Are you feeling tired at work? I feel like there's something about work.
Well, I'm close to retirement, but...
That is awesome. How long do you have?
I'm retired now, but I'm just hanging in there for like another year or so.
Okay, and why are you hanging in there?
Financial reasons.
Okay, I understand that. So
my whole life will change. My whole life will change.
There you go. Okay. So take a deep breath in and out. Take a deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with my whole life is about to change. Okay, so that's why you're not sleeping at night, Kathy. But we just released it, so that's the good news. Yeah, that's
so
the good news.
I'll get a good night's sleep.
Yes, and I'm not telling you to hang in here because I want you to take another deep breath in and out, just a cleansing breath, like in and out. Yay. Okay, so here's your positive thought. Take a deep breath in. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that my life is changing for the best. Wow. Take a deep breath in and out. Kathy, congratulations on finishing out your career. And there is a positive stress to that. That's like why I say positive and negative emotional blocks, because it's kind of like it's a new neural pathway for you. You're not used to not working, right? So
right.
It's going to feel really foreign and really weird, actually kind of uncomfortable because not kind of uncomfortable because it's not familiar and it's a foreign territory. And the best thing to do is just to keep doing releases on yourself about that. Or you can call me and get releases. Because you want to, I think you said 6 months more, no, a year more.
Yeah, probably 6 months or another year.
Yeah, I feel like it's 6 months, but anyhow, it doesn't really matter. Just start to prepare yourself, like release yourself from the anxiety of leaving what you know. Just really it. And then just fill yourself up with, I don't have a clue what's going to happen, but I'm just excited to see what the angels are going to bring me. I don't know. I have no idea. This is foreign territory. You know, feels a little off, but I trust the angels. I trust Source, however you call it, you know? And that's really great that you, like, we nailed it today, because now you have time, and when the day comes, you don't just drop dead. You know that's what people do.
I know. And I know I'm going to have to do something. You know, I'm not just going to sit around. So, I mean, I'll do fun things, but I still want to maybe work or do something.
That is so true. I totally get it. Like, you're retiring from your job, but you're going to embrace something new that you don't have a clue what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's off your radar screen right now, but that's okay, because you've the first step is acknowledging it. Like, you didn't even acknowledge this before.
Mm.
Now it's on your radar screen. Now you're telling the universe, the angels, okay, I'm open. I'm really open, and things might come through, like different things that may or may not feel good to you, but whatever. And just trust that, of course, something's going to come through that you're going to put your time toward, whether it's volunteer work or another type of income producer. Just know that you don't even know. You don't know what you don't know.
Right, right. That's what I said the other day. I did say those exact words. You know, I don't know if I'll do healing. I'll work with crystals. I'll do card readings. I have no idea. I mean.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that you're in the healing area.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a really good fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super grateful that you called in. I think we're coming almost to the close of the show. So
okay.
I have time for like 30. Yeah, thank you for participating. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're welcome. Okay, so I'm just going to close right here, right now, because we're almost to the very end, and just share with you guys that I feel the energy is really good on this call. I didn't feel any negative energy. I did feel a little resistance with Kathy in the very first second, and then it went away like immediately. And Kathy, you are so on the right track. I'm so great. I'm so excited for you. And everybody on the call, just remember what the release was tonight. And the name of the card was The Star by Archangel Jophiel. So before you go to bed tonight, just say, thank you, Archangel Jophiel, all the wisdom and all the abundance and all of the guidance and all of the clarity that you're going to gift me. So with that, thank you, everybody, for coming on the call. Keep posted. I'm always going to be posting radio shows to just keep your eyes out. Thank you. Good night.